In a world where action films are dumped in theaters and TV, dead on arrival.
I can't go on living this lie!
You need a hero.
Last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
You need a helper.
Hello, nothing to see here.
You need a healer.
That is affirmative.
You need...
We're on the air.
Professor Rick's Action Film Autopsy.
This is not the first time I've talked with the great Michael Jai White. First time was over the phone for an article in the now late and lamented Inside Kung Fu magazine. But then I just keep running into him at such places as the Action Fest in Asheville, North Carolina, the Urban Action Showcase in New York City, or here at Sifu Allen Goldberg's Action Martial Arts Magazine Hall of Honors Dinner and Expo in Atlantic City, New Jersey. As you'll hear, this is not really an interview. It's more of a friendly chat, complete with loads of ambient sound and distractions. Michael was nice enough to fit me in his super busy schedule, so I didn't want to take up too much of his or his waiting fans' time. So now you can pretend you're the next fan online and eavesdrop on our little talk, starting right... Wait for it. Now.
All right. We're here with Michael Jai White at the Action. We can just talk over it. It's no worries.
Okay.
We're at the, what is it? It's the Action Magazine Mega Atlantic City Weekend Shindig. This is, just so you know, this is for my podcast, Action Film Autopsy.
For what?
ActionFilmAutopsy.com.
Okay, cool. I like that.
That's what I like it too. We take apart movies, put them back together again, tell them how they could be better.
Okay.
We review your stuff, and also we do interviews. We had an interview with Bobby who said hello to us a while back,
okay,
a couple of minutes ago. So let's start with your life in acting. I've already interviewed you a couple of times,
yeah,
for Inside Kung Fu and other things like that, and also for my books.
Right.
But now this is for the new medium.
Mm-hmm.
So take us back to the beginning. What led you to action films?
Well, I think I loved action films. I loved watching them, and I naturally got into acting. Actually, the art of acting, the actual, you know, study of it. And I thought quite naturally, being that the other love of my life was martial arts, maybe the two will meet one day. You know, so I tended to look at action movies from an actor's standpoint, not just a martial artist standpoint, which continues to this day.
Mm-hmm. So explain, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I always believe that acting should be brought into action, you know? Some of my favorite action movies have had an acting quotient in them, and also a story that would be told in the fight scene. Being Meals on Wheels with Benny the Jet and Jackie Chan. That told a complete story. Number one storytelling was, you know, Way of the Dragon with Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris. That fight scene, to me, is the best fight scene ever because of all the things that never needed to be said out loud. You know, that whole movie within the movie. You know, so, you know, that kind of acting while in the midst of action has always been my favorite.
Mm-hmm. So, when did you start making movies?
Well, my first film was, you know, Toxic Avenger.
Well, that's great.
It started me into it, but to where I started really making the films, like, I would say Blood and Bone was a departure for me to where I could control the end result,
right,
completely.
Yeah.
So that's something I produced and pretty much shepherded from the beginning.
Right.
And that I wanted to stand for my, you know, like my brand.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but you know, a lot of people, of course, know you for Black Dynamite. No, that's all right. We can talk to her, too.
Yeah, just
He was just motioning to his wife.
Okay.
But be that in the bit. But most people know you for Black Dynamite and Spawn. So what was it like for you to work on those from an action standpoint? There was certain your flavor in both of those.
Yeah, well, Black Dynamite is completely my flavor because, yeah. I mean, I wrote it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was something that it's like, hey, this image that I have in my head, would it be universally thought of as funny, you know? And so, you know, that was the task there. And in Spawn, you know, it's about the character. It's
right.
Like acting had to occur for you to, for that movie to be successful. Not patting myself on the back, but there are certain things that certain tasks that being the lead in that movie had to have. I had to show humanity in a grisly face, you know?
Yep.
It's very easy not to be able to do that, but that was like my background in theater helped tremendously in that. You know, people may not notice it, but I have to show humanity in something that looks inhuman.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's the silent work that is really celebrated, though a lot of people don't realize it.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, well, we have martial arts. We have you've done action film, you've done martial art film.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about action films.
Yes.
And also, we are great subscribers to your idea that the action should tell as much story and impart as much character as anything else in the movie.
Absolutely. I don't feel that I should fight the same way in two different movies.
Right.
If I'm playing two different characters.
Right.
You know, there's a way that Black Dynamite will fight. And, you know, say if I'm playing John Falcon, there's a different way that character fights.
Right.
And then, you know, playing Case Walker in the Never Back Down series, there's a different way that character fights.
Right.
Because he's a different person, you know?
And are you able to, and now do you also choreograph those movies?
I'm not the main choreographer.
Yeah.
So even though there's several of my fights I choreograph because I may know my strengths.
Right.
But it's a collaborative effort. But mainly, you know, a choreographer lays the framework, and I kind of work within that.
Yes, in terms of imparting your character.
Yes, yes. You know, because sometimes there could be, you know, a choreographer that may not have the same kind of attributes as myself, unless that person is choreographing stuff for me particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they choreograph just for the sake of coming up with a good fight scene.
Right.
But I try to change that for the character.
Yeah, so I've seen The Never Back Down. I saw Falcon. I've seen all your movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been impressed with where you've been able to go, especially with the last one, The Never Back Down, where you got to write and again direct it.
Yes.
Your wife was in it.
Yes.
And did a wonderful job. And a matter of fact, I showed the climactic scene of that at last year's San Diego Comic-Con Kung Fu Extravaganza.
Oh, cool.
So where are you going? What's next?
I've got some movies. Well, I have four that's coming out this year.
Wow.
There's a few action and a few that's kind of, you know, I've got a thriller. Mm-hmm. I've got an action movie I just did with Scott Atkins as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so and that is going to be something else, cause Scott did a great job. Scott's in great shape.
Yeah.
He's doing some really he's doing the stuff that you expect. And I think he's exceeding himself. Amy Johnson's in this thing too. Ray Park.
Oh wow!
It's called Accident Man, and it's a fun movie. That if you're an action fan, you're gonna love this movie.
Were you able to make any progress in your desire to match drama with action in any of these films?
Well, yeah, I've imparted some of my stuff in it. You know, I want people, when they're looking at a fight scene, to feel like they're watching real fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a tendency to preach to the choir and basically make fight scenes for people who like fight scenes. Mm-hmm. But I want to make fight scenes for people who don't like fight scenes, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll get the rest, you know, in that group.
Right.
You know? So, you know, my ultimate goal is to create fights that you forget, you know, make you feel like a camera wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually, like, choreograph mistakes that you'd see in fights.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that I'm working on doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
No, thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
See, I told you. But quite interesting and nice, huh? Hopefully I'll see him again at the 2017 Urban Action Showcase at the AMC Empire 25 Theater on 42nd Street in New York City, where he and I are scheduled to appear on November 11th. And maybe then we can carve out more time to talk about specifics and maybe even get to do a duet on my now infamous sign-off. But until then, hope to hear you're here to hear the next Action Film Autopsy. And remember what I always end these things with. Come on, everybody, say it with me. Use your blinkers, jackass.
Okay, break it up, break it up. For now,
you don't give up, do you?
Listen in next time for more film fun, frenzy, and friends. Until then,
a real fight.
Check out actionfilmautopsy.com, where the excitement never ends.
An honest victory.